Hello, everybody. Ha! Welcome back. This is Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on CalBanyan.com. If you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right underneath this video on CalBanyan.com, we have supporting information, text, links, and images that just make this a more valuable viewing experience for you. We also have an audio-only version of it where you can just listen to it on your iPod or that kind of thing. All right, Dio, let's see. Got my checklist here. Oh, what an interesting topic we have today. How to delight clients and increase your hypnosis practice success. Guess what? Delighted clients are happy clients. Delighted clients lead to more referrals. And gosh, you know, it's just more fun to be doing sessions with delighted clients. So once again, I am back with Erica Flint. Erica Flint, co-host for these last few videos. And gosh, she's probably done 50 with me. It's just been a great, great time. Now, let me introduce you to Erica Flint. Erica comes from the software engineering background. She was a professional problem solver at the corporate level, and one day she decided, I think I'd like to work with the most powerful computer known, and that is the human mind. She started studying and reading about that and got interested in hypnosis, took a certification course near her. It really wasn't enough to get her started. Then what did she do? She did more research like a good professional would do. Came across my 5-Path 2.0 video series, used it, read it, studied it, became certified in 5-Path that way, and all of a sudden she could start seeing clients. She got very excited and she thought, maybe I could actually leave my old profession and do this full time. She went through our Week of Power here at our center, and that's an advanced course for people who are already certified. She did that, and she has not looked back. I met her at the NGH convention, where she came to our 5-Pathers dinner, and I thought, wow, what a really interesting and smart person, and got to know her more, invited her on the show, and she's been doing this stuff with me ever since. Now she's an author. She has written, she has spoken at the National Guild of Hypnotists convention. She's spoken at the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend in Las Vegas, and I'm proud to call her one of our 5-Pathers and a friend. How you doing, Erica?
Hi, Cal. Thank you. That was a very kind and fun introduction. I appreciate it. Let me tell everybody a little bit about you before we get started on this topic here today. I'm excited about this topic. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis. That works. And I can tell you it works. I've been doing it in my office ever since I learned 5-Path, and I've just been having the greatest time doing it. He has been in the hypnosis profession for 20 years, and he's won almost every single award in the profession from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He is an author, he is a trainer, he is a speaker, and he's appeared on radio and television talking about hypnosis and talking about his book, The Secret Language of Feelings, which is one of my favorite books and I give to nearly every one of my clients. I get a lot of value out of that. He's the trainer of some of the very best in the profession, and he is the person that people turn to, the experts in the field turn to for guidance on hypnosis. You know, the thing that I really love about Cal is he is the real deal. I learn something from him all the time. His very great, you know, really great way of breaking information down into chunks that can be learned. And the reason I mention that is because when I first got my 5-Path training, right, I learned 5-Path right then. I saw clients right away. I went full time right away. But after that, I'm still a 5-Pather. I'm still learning stuff every single day. And so I'm really happy to be here, Cal. Thank you.
Oh, so glad. You bring such a good positive energy and a different perspective, given your background. And I've been watching you and really enjoying your rise in the profession. All right. So now we're back to how to delight clients. Oh, we talk about this all the time. It's something that's really important. And I'm glad you brought this up. You want to introduce the topic more so?
Yes. Okay. So this is all about exceeding our clients' expectations, always giving them more than what they expect. And that's why I like to use the word delighting our clients, because I think that word really captures what it means when somebody comes in for something. You give them that, and then you give them so much more. And I learned this from you, Cal, I think in class. I remember learning it from you years ago. You'd said that you really wanted to exceed expectations. So this isn't something that you do with clients only. It's in the classroom too, and I do that with my students as well in class. So it's kind of an idea that we as professionals should always keep in mind. And so that is what the topic is about today.
Awesome. All right. So you got this all outlined and ready to present?
I sure do. Yeah. All right. So the first one. By giving your clients more than what they came in for. So a lot of times our clients are going to come in and they're very, they want to lose weight. They want to stop smoking. They want to sleep better. They want to not be as angry, that type of a thing. And so one of the techniques here is to help our clients understand that not only are they losing weight, but now their relationships have improved. Now they have more energy. Now they are doing better at work because the stress is reduced. So part of this, part of delighting our clients, is by pointing out all of the areas that you as the hypnotist are noticing that your client is changing that go beyond anything that they came in here for. What do you think about that, Kyle?
Yeah, exactly. And it's, as you're talking about, it reminds me of something we talked about in one of the videos we just recorded. It's already out there. And that is, good, so you're losing the weight. Now what might happen? Now what might happen? And what's that going to do? And we can just keep going up the scale of the effects that this, initial small change is making in their lives now and in the future. Perfect.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Because it's not just about this one thing. The work that we do is getting at this underlying root cause. And that underlying root cause, once we get that out of there, the client can be successful in so many areas of their life. And that's why this happens in the first place. But we want to make sure that we're pointing it out to them. A lot of times these changes our clients overlook, right? They overlook some of these changes in their life. And so we want to make sure that we're pointing out that out to them. All right, so the next thing. How to delight clients by teaching them something about themselves they didn't already know, teaching them how they learn. And so this is a really cool way that I like to point out to my clients, how did you know that? I'll give you an example. So a client comes back after a session and says, you know what, I thought about what we talked about last time, Erica, and I came to this conclusion. And so they had insight beyond the original session. And so I'll ask them, how did you do that? How did you figure that out? How did you come to that conclusion? What was the thought process there? And I help them understand, wow, look what you just did. Look how you just took that idea and ran with it and learned something new about yourself. So here I'm helping the client understand, this is how you learn. This is how you process information. This came up for you. You kind of connected the dots here and now it brought you to this place. So it's teaching our clients how to change and how to learn. What do you think about that?
Perfect, because it's like people don't really want to do what they came in for. Smokers don't want to quit smoking. Overeaters don't want to quit overeating. But that's a means to an end. And when we start pointing out the other things they're going to get out of this, that shows that they are reaching their goals, what they really wanted. Perfect. Keep going.
All right. So, I'll say something to my clients like, wow, that is so cool. Do you realize how amazing that is? Look what you did. Do you remember when you first came in here? Do you remember how you were feeling? And look at you now. Here, you leave for your second session and you're having all of these insights and you're coming back to me and telling me all of these changes. I love that when that happens. The client's coming in and sharing with me the continued insight based on the work that we do. I feed it back to them and help point out to them how they got to that conclusion, how they learned that. And now they're starting to feel really, really good, right? Okay, so the next thing is that, so we're pointing out all the stuff that they are doing, right? That's the first one, that it goes beyond what they came in for. We're showing them how they learn and how they're changing and how for them this process is really working, not just for now, but for the future. And another is that we can give them things that they weren't expecting. A couple of the things that I like to give my clients, I like to teach them. Seventh path self-hypnosis, so teaching them seventh path. I also like to give them the Secret Language of Feelings book, which teaches them about feelings, teaches them about themselves. So what do you think about that, Kyle? I know you do that with your clients too, of course, right?
Absolutely. It's like the once they think you're just going to come in, you're going to hypnotize them and blah, 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 blah. But when they find out that you really have this more holistic approach, and especially the secret language of feelings, you start teaching them about that and they go, my gosh, this is starting to make sense. And this is something that for so long, they've been so frustrated and so mystified by. And when you can give them, all of a sudden, things start making sense. It's so powerful. Beautiful.
Wonderful. All right. Well, this is the fourth one. Having the mindset that you're always going to be giving them more. So this is a real shift in thinking for you as a professional. If you're not doing this already, always be thinking, how can I give them more than what they came, than what they were thinking when they came in here? How can I do this? And so whenever I have a client who's coming in, I mean, this is one of the things in my mind. I want to exceed their expectations every single day, right? And so who is your most important client, right? The one that's sitting in your chair right there, the one that's in your office right at that moment. And so when you are laser beam focused on your client, and one of the things that you have in mind is, I want to exceed their expectations. I want to help them more than anything else. I want to pack it in so that when that client leaves the office, they're thinking, oh my gosh, I am not the same person that I was when I walked in the door every time I go see Erica. Every time I go see Cal, or every time I go see whomever it is, you know, fill your name in the blank there, I am a better person. I leave feeling better. I learn so much when I'm in there, so much about myself, about the world, and they're excited to come and do that work with you. How does that sound?
Well, you know, as you're talking about it, I'm thinking a couple things. I assume, isn't that the kind of sessions we want to provide? I mean, when we make it fun and exciting for our clients, it is fun and exciting for us. And when sessions are fun and exciting, our clients can't hardly wait to get there, and we can't hardly wait to get there too. So it's a really, really good win-win situation. And also, when you under-promise and over-deliver like that, people are excited. And what are they going to do? Yak, 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 yak. They're going to tell their friends and neighbors and family members. And I think that would be good for business, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. It makes it so much more fun. I mean, there are times when I'm thinking, okay, I'm reaching down to help my client, kind of metaphorically speaking, right? I'm reaching down to help my client because they're in the gutter, so to speak. And once they're out of the gutter, right? Now I'm trying to lift my client up, right? Now I'm doing everything to lift them up. And then beyond that, I'm trying to like push my client up there beyond where I can even go. Like, they are now getting it. They're getting it for themselves, and they're like seeing things and telling me about the changes that they're experiencing in their life. They're having their own insight out of the session. And it is just tremendously valuable transformation that we get to help make our clients have. And I absolutely love that part of the process when we get to do that with our clients. So yes.
I'm getting so excited, and it's a Friday. I don't have any clients until Monday. Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, you'll have to build up then, Cal. You can, you know, do your own and Monday. Yeah. So you'll have to build that up for yourself then, I guess, and think about what you'll, you know, you're a hypnotist. You can do some future progression or something on yourself and think about it.
I'll do whatever it takes. Or maybe I'll just save all this excitement for Monday and pass it on to my clients.
Sounds good to me. I get super excited when I think about transforming clients from where they think they want to go way, way, way beyond that. And I know it's possible. I absolutely know it's possible. So I have that vision in my heart for my client way beyond what they ever think when they walk in the door. And when you have that, you can do exciting and fun work with your clients every single time. And then you have really powerful techniques like we do in 5-Path, like age regression, forgiveness work, and parts mediation therapy, and the universal pattern script, and the techniques and the tools we have make it really easy because it's a systematic approach. So it all comes together really nicely.
Perfect. Good. What else we got?
That's it. That's how to delight clients. But you know what? I know that our listeners out there love to delight their clients too. So I would love to hear about different things that they've done to delight their clients.
All right. So let's do this. I love it. We're going to have kind of a short episode here. Short, sweet, compact, full of information. And if you've got ways to delight your clients, right below this video on calbanion.com, guess what? There's a place to leave your comments and let's share it. You've got ways that you delight your clients. Put it on down there and we can have a little conversation below. What do you think of that, Erica?
I can't wait to hear about how other people are are delighting their clients, because I know there's going to be some good ideas there that I'm going to start using. And that's really what this video is about, right? This is why we do hypnosis, et cetera. It's to share what we know so that you can share what you know. It's a conversation that we're starting with you guys.
Perfect. As I'm got my head down here because I'm writing notes and stuff like that. So you see me writing down. That's because I'm writing stuff that I want to remember from this podcast. All right, wrap it up.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Can't wait to hear how you delight your clients. And my name is Erica Flint. You can find me on our Hypnospace. I lead a marketing group there. I'd love to have you come join and review some things and let me know what you're thinking. I'm also at CascadeHypnosisCenter.com. I'd love to see you in class. My next class is in October, middle of October, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. I'd love to see you there.
Hey, I want to tell you folks out there, if you're in that northwest part of the United States and you're looking for training, Erica is the only accredited hypnosis instructor in that whole northwest area of the United States. So I cannot highly recommend her enough. And also, I have a certification course coming up in October. We're going to have a Hypno October Fest at the Banyan Hypnosis Center here in Tustin, and that is 10 days of eat, sleep, drink, and poop hypnosis. Oh, did I say that? Yes, I did. So we've got our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-path and 7-path. It's probably almost full, and this course does fill up. So please register early, and you may even be able to get in on some early registration discounts. Let's keep the conversation going. Let's go on over to ourhypnospace.com, and let's also go over to facebook.com/hypnosis, etc., where we can continue to talk and share ideas and just make the profession a better place. All right, that's it for now. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.